Today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
Friday, 11:35. That means Tech Talk time. How alliterative can you be? Tech Talk time brought to you, of course, by Hamilton Limousine. And good friend Adam Oldfield is here, of course, the president and CEO of FPM and FPM3 Marketing. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. I'm really good. It's like getting ready for a big birthday celebration, Bill.
Happy birthday to FPM.
Yeah, 15 years. Wow. I've been in this city crunching and plugging, and we're finally a nasty teenager, and we've got a lot of attitude, and now it's at that point where it doesn't want to listen to me. It just kind of does its own thing. It's just a lovely period of time at that 15 years of age. So, yeah, we celebrate 15 years. It's hard to believe. It was March 2003. I started on my own, kind of opened the door, and then here we are today and still plugging away, actually. Still doing our development and growth. Got the Orlando location ready to go. And, yeah, so I'm very excited. We're doing a little...
And you're still down in Jersey?
Yeah, with Jersey, New York, yeah. So we're Hamilton, Jersey, in Orlando right now, so...
You know, because I can remember a conversation with you 15 years ago. That you, I'm going to do this. I said, well, good luck. Because that was long before entrepreneurialism was in vogue. Wasn't a whole lot of that going on. The economy wasn't really great.
No, it was actually pretty much in the highlight of the dumps. And I was, when I started out, it was kind of a, what was I thinking? I still actually giggle to myself because I had a $5,000 credit card. I had no money. I literally just said, that's it. I'm going to quit and start my own job. And I had a mortgage. I had my daughter's 15, so she was just born. And so I took the risk and jumped in. And I have to say that there have been days, and many of them, years in fact, that I was thinking, what was I thinking? Today, I can honestly say I made the best decision, and I'm glad I did. And it's and to anyone out there, I still love to advise. I do a lot of workshops and stuff, and even when I'm teaching at Mohawk right now with the students in the sales, I always say, you know what? Please do not give up on the dream of being an entrepreneur. You hear a lot of stuff that happening right now on a provincial level, on a federal level. It is worth it. And even though you make less than $4 an hour working, and you're putting in 18-hour days, there's something gratifying about it.
Only 18?
Only 18, yeah. I actually can pass out around the 19-hour mark, and somehow Michelle will give me a little shuffle in the morning and say it's time to get up 2 hours later. So, yeah, it's so happy birthday, FPM Marketing in Hamilton. This was our birthplace. So.
Excellent. Way to go. Good stuff.
Thank
Great
you.
Success
Thank
story.
You.
You mentioned something about this a few months ago, and you just threw it at me this morning when you told me what we were going to talk about here. Now, it's about radiation on cell phones, and there's always a lot of concern, and has been ever since cell phones came into existence.
That's right.
About, well, these things cause cancer, and they don't. Well, they do give off radiation.
That's right.
I don't want to get into the debate whether or not they cause cancer.
Right.
But the
right.
longer you hold these up there, the more you're exposing yourself, and some are worse than others.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought I did a little tally. We have a tally of different versions of smartphones on the market that actually give off radiation. I'm not going to say how much, but I can tell you it's a small amount of radiation. I mean, you're holding a lithium ion battery to your head. So I'm not going to deny there's a lot of electronical.
It's not like you're standing in front of an X-ray machine.
Correct, yeah, but it is giving off a little bit of radiation when it comes to when you're working on these things. So I thought I would give the top. There's actually a top 15 list. I thought I would put the most top five that were relevant in regards to the most radiation. So number one was Xiaomi, the Mi A1, which was one of their top phones, Chinese phones. Number two was OnePlus, and Huawei, the Mate 9, those were the top three products and manufacturers that give off the most radiation. Notice they're all Chinese products, bringing that to light. Next was the Nokia, the Luma 630. By the way, nobody, I think, has a Nokia Luma. However, in the bottom, just as a side note, in the bottom, and I say that, was but still made the top 10 was the iPhone 7, and then it was the Sony Xperia, and then the iPhone 8. Those were the top products that you can expect a little radiation coming off your smartphone when you're using them. Now, I also like to bring to light here, Bill,
go ahead.
Because
sure.
these are moments I like to take advantage and really kind of give a little punch. There wasn't a Samsung phone on this list. Not one Samsung. So not that I'm bashing the iPhone. Not that I'm saying that.
You wouldn't do that.
But the Samsung did not make the radiation. It does give off radiation, but did not make the top radiation smartphone list. Just Just a little coup out there for those that are deciding what kind of radiation phone do I want. Samsung will probably not be in that top 15 list.
All right. And just, you know, be advised, okay?
That's right, yes.
And which is, by the way, why you shouldn't be talking with this. That's why you have to use his hands-free now anyway, for the most part.
Yeah,
seemingly.
Yeah, I mean, but really, where this is very relevant is the fact that don't put it by your bed when you're sleeping at night. So many people, literally, I can't get over that. They claim, we've said that before with the exploding lithium-ion batteries, is that people will put their phone, charge it, directly beside their head when they're sleeping. You know what? Put it off on the desk, guys. They are actually giving off radiation. So,
well, not only that, but if you're going to have it right beside you or in the pillow or beside your pillow, I mean, it heats up.
Yeah.
You may not notice it through the course of the day, but it's against a cotton sheet.
Yeah,
that's a fire hazard, people.
Yeah, you've got a lot of circumstances all with danger written all over it. From and also take it out of its case. A lot of us have cases, and we charge it with our case. Take it out of the case too, please. All these little safety tips with your radiation products that you sleep with.
There you go. All right. Listen, we're all used now to saying hi to Siri and to Alexa and everybody else. Piccolo has come up with something where you don't even have to talk anymore.
You know what? Speaking is so yesterday. I mean, we are the whole. Use your voice garbage is gone. This is what we have to do. Listen, there is a product out there. Piccolo has the ability with their sensors. Think of it as camera sensors monitoring your actions. And it will, as you point, what will happen is I could point to a light bulb and it will turn on. I could point to the TV and squeeze my fist and it will turn on. It will give all the benefits of everything you need.
This is better than the clapper.
It brings the clapper to a level of where it was like the 1900s. Here's the problem with Piccolo, and this made me laugh a little bit. On the show, you know me quite well. I'm a hand talker.
Yes.
So I like to move my wrist, my smartwatch.
Anybody that watches the show on Facebook knows that.
They'll see my hands. I'm moving. Yeah. I mean, I'm bumping the mic half the time. So the problem I have with a product like this in my environment is that the lights are going to go on and off constantly because I'm just going to be like, and then another thing, and then click, 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 on, off. The TV's going to be on, off. The toaster's going to be popping. So anyway, for those that are hand movers, which is what I am, you're going to probably end up basically, Piccolo's not perfect yet. And they did make a comment of those gestures, general ones, will turn on the appliances. But it is pretty cool. Think about it, that those that maybe have a disability aren't loud. Adam's very loud. I speak at about 78 decibels on a given toke, but this is something that's actually quite manageable for those that maybe would be with disabilities, seniors. They could actually lift their arms, and it gives that ability to control your appliances.
All right. You know I'm a big Netflix fan.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've got
Roku going for us, and we spend, I would say, of our television viewing time, probably 85, 90% of it is Netflix.
Right.
But back in the early days, I mean, there were what, one or two shows?
Yeah.
I mean, House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Wasn't the whole lot. No, Orange is the New Black was on HBO.
That's
anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. But how
I remember, and I know we don't want to talk about Kevin Spacey because of what's gone on and everything, but I remember when he was talking at the Emmys that first year, and he said to the network executives, he says, you guys get on the ball. Yep. Netflix is going to be the next thing. And everybody said, that's pretty funny. Yeah, sure. Yeah, who's going to watch an online network? Well, you got some inside information about their 2018 lineup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is amazing, really amazing. And now keep in mind, in 2018, this is how committed they are. Netflix has actually stated and came out that there will be 700 original Netflix programming. Now, some already exist, so that's inclusive of what may be already out there. But the point is there's going to be 700 original Netflix programmings coming out in 2018. 700. Now, I do know that there's about 80 of them or 90 of them are foreign. They're foreign products. So, and by the way, foreign includes Canada. So, I mean, that's like Italy, Germany, like a lot of foreign programming, a lot of BBC programming. But yeah, it's going to have you will not be bored, Bill. The binge watching is going to be out of control. And they are committed to spending $8 billion towards their actual programming.
Subscriptions must be just through the roof, though.
They still claim that they're not making a full profit yet, and they are growing in numbers. And one of the things they've realized is that original programming is one way that they keep and continue to keep their subscribers and their subscriber base. I mean, it's still a reasonable price for $15.
I don't have a problem
with it. HD and all. And I mean, now you're going to get 700 optional. I mean, it's almost too much. It almost becomes that saturation value where it's like, I don't know what to watch, and it becomes, where do I begin? So
I don't know, but I just know there's a whole lot of people that haven't seen daylight for weeks at a time because they're binge-watching stuff.
That's
but
right.
You're starting to see this, not unlike what happened with HBO and cable TV, as they call it in the States, some years ago, where instead of going to the networks with a new show idea, they started to gravitate to HBO or
That's
Showtime
right.
or some of the things down there. They're not even doing that anymore. They're all going to Netflix. I just saw Steve Martin, the comedian, tweeted this week. He and Marty Short, of course, are buddies, and they're touring, and they're doing a show, and they're going to do a limited series. Well, they went right to Netflix.
Right.
They said, we'll cut the deal.
Right.
David Letterman's new show, the series of interviews that he's doing, it's Netflix exclusive. Jerry Seinfeld, Netflix exclusive. Everybody's going to Netflix now.
Well, eventually, the Bill Kelly Adam Oldfield Tech Talk show, it was going to be on Netflix.
There you go.
And we've been in talks, and we're working on a small detail, but yeah, it's going to be coming. It's only a matter of time. So yeah, I'm working on that deal, Bill. So
I know.
We'll put something together.
Make sure there's a lot of zeros on it.
Yes, but it will be one. Here's the interesting side is who do you go to other than Netflix, right? I mean, I think we talked about, well, you've got your cable subscription and there's Amazon, and don't be surprised when we see Amazon take on a little bit more of that broadcasting side of things under the Amazon Prime product.
Well, you know that's coming.
It is coming. I mean, it exists today, but the battle is going to be the two networks, in my opinion, is going to be Netflix and get ready for Amazon.
All right. We've talked an awful lot about cryptocurrencies, and now there's a smartphone for it?
Well, you see, what happened was they launched in this past week was the smartphone, I call it smartphone convention, but basically they came out with all the latest smartphones. Samsung, the S9 was announced, and we'll maybe get into that, but they talked about a few of these other, this is where I found out about the radiation product where they actually say which ones are there. It's called the Seeker phone, and it's basically not really a phone. Think of it as like a separate hard drive and a data device, and it encrypts your Bitcoins. And it's an Android-operated encrypted device, and it allows you to hold your cryptocurrencies specifically so you'll be able to pay. Now, right now, you would think, why don't you just download an app, put it on your smartphone, and you would go and pay for your purchases using your cryptocurrency wallet as are available. This product specifically allows you to control it under their own wallet, under its own device, but it's like carrying two smartphones. This one's my digital wallet, kind of having a wallet with you, and this one's your smartphone. So I don't know how popular it's going to be, but if you got a lot of Bitcoins and a lot of cryptocurrency, this is an option for you to feel really good and secure about the fact that it won't be hacked or compromised.
All right. We always want to spend a little bit of time when we do Tech Talk here talking about some of the household things that are coming along.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know, everybody's trying to buy the vacuum cleaner now. We got that thing rocking and rolling now.
That's right.
Last week you talked about the pooper scooper.
Suck it up. Yep. With the vacuum.
I got people ask about that after the show last week. They said, where do I get one? So it's going to be hot. Now you've got one that's an emotion sensing vacuum cleaner.
Yes. So think of it as.
So I can talk to it about my problems?
Yeah, you could probably do that, Bill, and it's just going to suck up and start making noise. But this one is called the iVac Home Touchless Vacuum. Think of it as a stationary monitored visual, and it's got little sensors on it, little light bulbs and little visuals on. So as things fall, if you have pets, you have children, they spill the cereal, it's almost like a central vac. Remember how you can sweep into the wall and it will turn on and suck it out? This one's sort of the same idea, except it recognizes that there's a mess on the floor and kind of like the Zumba that goes around and kind of sucks it up, except this one knows there's little dustings and otherwise, and will make its way over. Whereas Zumba, you got to turn it on and let it kind of roam around and figure out where and what the dust is.
It'll get there eventually.
This actually will see that you
goes right to the spot.
Goes right to the spot,
like my dog does.
That's right. It kind of comes out like Betsy from the Jetsons. It just kind of goes, "Hey, there's the spilled Cheerios," and sucks up all the stuff on the ground. Rolls over, sweeps and wipes, and kind of does the. It kind of rolls back into its little corner. So, yes, you can have your own self-vacuum product is now available. And it knows. You don't even need to be like, go get the broom. Get the broom. You found something. Look at the mess you made. And all of a sudden, just out comes this little sensor vacuum rolls across the floor, just vacuums it up, and you know, it kind of pretty much is going to be making a very. I remember my daughter was very much in line when she would drop the Cheerios. Remember the dog would come over and eat it. Now imagine when you do that and a vacuum comes over and sucks it up. So it's just going to be completely mistraining our children for the future.
Your dogs will hate it. You'll love it. Great idea.
That's right.
This is very timely too because I've got some problems with the doorbell at our place now, and I tried to fix it and it just goes. It doesn't ring. It actually goes clunk when somebody hits the
button. That's a problem. Yeah, exactly. That's a problem.
But now there's Amazon. You were just talking about Amazon a couple of minutes ago. They have a smart doorbell?
They literally have bought the product Ring. And Ring was a product on the market that you would set it up and it would tie into your Wi-Fi and it would tell you when you ring the doorbell, your app would basically go off and you would see on the camera from your doorbell who was there. And you could, you know, talk to them directly through, has a little microphone otherwise. Well, Amazon bought them, and not only bought them, but paid a very big, pretty penny for them, $1 billion. And it just marks the fact that Amazon with Alexa is going to be really investing into the home smart technology side. So Ring, which exists today, is now owned by Amazon. And that means they're trying to put a little cluster of thermostats, doorbells, and they're going to be integrating that across the board with Alexa.
We're almost out of time, but I want to find out about Facebook and facial recognition.
Yes, right now, you may not know this, Facebook did an update, you know, because they do this automatically, and they have facial recognition instantly already pre-defaulted in your app and in your browser. What does that mean? It means it's going through your entire photos. It's identifying it's you, because when I tag Bill Kelly on Tech Talk on my post, it literally would go, okay, we're going to monitor his face, keep a record of that. And now when we see other photos like him, we're going to let other people know that's Bill Kelly. You can actually go in and turn that off. There is a feature in your settings. You go into your settings feature. It's actually called facial recognition. Make sure you go in and turn it off. Otherwise, every photo you post and tag someone, Facebook is going to more or less just document that, log in, and more or less make your life horrible in the future.
Tech Talk, we do this every Friday, 11:35 with Adam Oldfield, the president and CEO of FPM and FPM3 Marketing. Happy anniversary again to your company.
Yeah, 15 years. Happy birthday, FPM.
Good stuff for you. And by the way, we're on Facebook, too. You can check us out every
Live.
Friday at 11:35, and you'll post this later on so you can see the replay if you missed it here or want to hear something again. Brought to you by Hamilton Limousine, our good friends Marcus and the gang down at Hamilton Limousine.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.